Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Iasco-Aranac District Library, Arlene Wood. Arlene, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And the director for the Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda, Robin Savage. Robin, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks.
Good. Glad to have you both on. We've got you here to talk about an event. Well, as this goes on the air, has already started. It's a September 11th tribute, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you want to start it off, Robin? Tell us what this is all about.
Absolutely. So we have a beautiful exhibit that we have partnered with the 9/11 Museum in New York, and it's a poster exhibit. So what you would do is come on over to the library, Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda, and you would just look to see where those posters are located toward the back of the library, and then they are in chronological order.
Okay.
They cover everything from the attacks themselves to the aftermath, and then what we're looking at here 20 years later.
Okay. Wow. So very comprehensive.
It is very comprehensive. That's right.
Indeed. Now, I guess, Arlene, you were instrumental in getting this together?
Yes. We had gotten some information from the 9/11 Museum that went out, and I was able to write a grant. This was the grant.
Okay.
Rather than funds, you got printed color posters, which are quite nice, and we were able to get that. They chose us as one of the groups in the United States that would get these pre-printed posters.
All right. Now, it started today, which is September 8th,
yes.
And it runs through
October 8th.
October 8th. Mm-hmm. And this is open to anyone to come and take a look at.
That's right. It's absolutely free.
Yeah. I would imagine for younger people, especially, who, you know, hear about this, that but weren't, you know, because 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, you think about what 20 years of, you know, kids who have heard about it but not experienced it, this is a great way to do that.
Yes, yes. It is interesting. And I have to remind myself, too, I was going 20 years. Wow. And then you start
yeah.
thinking about what you were doing 20 years ago. But there was a whole bunch of people that are now adults that weren't here.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they'll come by and check it out and see what it was all about.
Indeed. Now, the posters, you know, for lack of a better way to put this, get kind of graphic. I mean, do they show what happened on September 11th?
I'll tell you what. When I was hanging up the exhibit, I had some tears in my
yeah.
eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some statistics that some of us to this day,
right.
20 years later, I'm sure haven't known. So yeah, it was an eye-opener for sure. And it's actually an interactive exhibit. So there's some parts of the exhibit where we have posters hung up that invite the audience to partake. So for example, the first poster says, "Where were you
mm-hmm.
September 11th? And then there's little post-its that you can put where you were, what really? Your memories are. And so you're actually part of the exhibit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is there, you know, also dialogue that goes along with it that people can read about what was happening?
Oh,
too?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a little bit of everything in this exhibit. So we even, as Arlene was just saying, we've got some people who during the attacks were, you know, just born.
Yeah.
And now we followed them, not we personally,
sure.
but People Magazine, for example, contributed an article about where some of these kids are now. And so that is also on display with the posters from the 9/11,
amazing.
The New York 9/11.
Yeah. So kudos for being able to bring this in.
Yeah, I think it'll be... It's just interesting to me every September 11th, I do go back and
yeah.
remember where I was and
yeah.
what I was doing, and I do think people do that. And I've gone online, and people can do, I'm going to be making a resource sheet, which will have, there's all kinds of information available, books and YouTubes, and I like to look up some of the different YouTube things, like when the Queen approved the changing of the guard band, I'm not sure what they're called, to do the Star Spangled Banner
for
the first time.
Okay.
That it ever happened
yeah.
was the day after 9/11.
Wow.
And I thought that was really interesting.
Indeed.
So things like that, and they'll have it on YouTube. So they just have all kinds of information, but this kind of gets people a general information
yeah.
to check into, and then they can look further if
all
they're
right.
interested.
It's on through October 8th. Now, what are the library hours? When can they come take a look at this?
So the Parks Library in Oscoda mm-hmm. is open Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 5, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 7, and Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 2.
All right. And it's located?
On Skill Avenue
yeah.
on the old Wirt Smith Air Force Base.
Yes, a beautiful facility there. So come on out and take a look and be a part of it. As
Please.
You said, very interactive. Just one of the unique things that the library does. And again, I'm sure we're going to talk to you in the near future,
mm-hmm.
Arlene, about some other things that are going on,
right.
too.
Right, we have a couple more programs
yeah.
going on before the end of the year. So.
Indeed. Well, Robin Savage, the director for the Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda, Arlene Wood from the Iasco-Aranac District Library, thanks for joining us on Sunrise Eye.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.